How's it going, everybody? This is Travis Dowdle, your current USUSA Science Senator. In this mini-series, I'm going to be talking to the three candidates running for my position next year, and we're just going to ask them some questions, and hopefully by the end of it, you get a better sense for who they are and why you should vote for them. All right, let's get right into the questions. We have Abigail Longacre with us today. Let's start off with the question, just getting to know her a little bit. Why don't you just introduce yourself, Abigail? Let the College of Science students get to know you a little bit.
Hi, my name is Abigail Longacre. I am currently majoring in human biology. This is my third year. I'm a junior here. I've been loving Utah State so far.
That's great. That's great. I mean, we'll get into some more stuff here. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your general involvement here on campus and why you love USU so much?
All right. I think the major group I've been involved with and the first one I got involved with is the Student Alumni Association, better known as SAA on campus. And they focus on putting on student events and networking opportunities and tradition events like Truaggie Night and then student giving as well, like appreciating the donors, which is something we did actually last week. Something I was in charge of is putting on events for that. Besides that, I've been in the honors program. I'm an undergraduate research fellow. I've been on the science council and just been involved in research on campus and then volunteering at the hospital.
Cool. Yeah, and I can confirm that, everyone. Abigail has done an awesome job this year on the science council. She's been a very faithful member, so just want everybody to know that. How do you feel like your involvement so far is going to transition into this new role if it comes your way this next year?
Last week, I've been the Love a Donor Week
person.
Student Giving Executive, and we put on Love a Donor Week last week. And so we had to put on, I think I did two events, and then I helped make a few videos highlighting some students who have received scholarships from donors. And so
cool.
Going through that whole event planning process, I think will translate well into Science Week and putting on all of those events. It'll just be kind of a larger scale, and it'll be targeting more students.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that. So let's move on to the next question. What do you think the biggest issue is that's facing College of Science students right now, and maybe how you'd fix that as their science senator next year?
So surprisingly, I don't think it's with education or opportunities like that. I think, and I've had a couple students come up to me and ask me about it, but it's how are students coping with burnout? They're being so stretched. And I know from being a pre-med student is you have to get your volunteer hours in, your research hours in, you have to shadow patients and doctors and get those contact hours, and along with your studies and dealing with exams, how do you have time to do anything but stress? So I think one way I want to fix that or like help remedy it is you can't really take away the responsibilities that a science council or a science student mm-hmm. has.
A student in the college,
yes. But you can give them resources to help deal with some stress. And I think if we paired with CAPS and got some of those resources to them, maybe they could handle it better and not feel so worn out and so stressed out all the time.
That's an interesting perspective, because I think science students in general seem to be a little bit isolated from the university, and so I think you're right that there's a lot of resources that could be paired together. So that's awesome. Let's move on to the next question. So as the new science senator next year, potentially, how do you think you can help administrators, and how do you think you can help students? We've talked about students a little bit. How do you think you can help the administration next year?
I think I can help them by giving an insight into the student's perspective and helping them see into that and what they want. I've heard a couple people say that they don't have time to go to the events that the College of Science puts on, and that might be due to advertising issues or just a lack of time. And if we could fix that in a way that maybe students will want to come to the events because they have the resources and the time, like, to see when those are put on, or maybe they'll be more interested in going to those events if the professors and administration cater to their wants and desires, as well as I've heard a lot of students want like research opportunities and they don't know how to access those. And I know a lot of professors are looking for undergraduates to help them out, and the students just don't know how to access those. I mean, professors have their pages online, but how easy are they to access?
Okay, so there's a little bit of an access issue. So maybe tell us a little bit about your experience getting into the research lab that you're in currently, because you had a network of the professor personally, didn't
you? Yes, and it's kind of ironic that you brought it up, because I just got word last week that my lab is moving to Florida.
Oh, gosh.
And so it's kind of funny that I wanted to push, like, research opportunities and, like, getting people into that when I'm going to have to go through the same process.
Yeah, you're back at square one.
Right.
Oh, no.
So, but how I got into Dr. Gilbertson's lab originally is I just looked on his website. I was looking through all of biology's, all of the professors and their websites and seeing what was open and what labs needed help. And I contacted him because his research sounded the most interesting and most in flow with what I wanted to go into, and he emailed me back, and we've been rolling ever since.
Okay, perfect. So you would like to take that experience, though, and help other students be able to get into these research labs as well?
Yeah.
Network a little better.
Because I think, like a business student will want an internship to get real-world access, like real-world experience into, like, their field and whatever they go into after they graduate. But what does a science student do? They don't really have internships. They have research for real world experience, which is what a lot of professionals are looking for when hiring.
And even if you want to transition to graduate professional programs, that's still required.
I think it's really beneficial, and I've loved my research experience so far.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let's just end with something fun. Tell me about your favorite professor in the college, or a good memory you have of the College of Science, and then we'll end there.
Honestly, my favorite experience in the College of Science has been on Science Council this year, just because I got to combine what I love, which is science and student events and being on campus. And my favorite event we put on was the bingo we put on, the elemental bingo.
Yeah.
And we had Dr. Enzine MC it, and so many more students came than we were expecting, and it was just awesome to see people within the College of Science, but people also who have never taken a science class in their whole life, and just come and enjoy and get to know one another.
Perfect, yeah. Well, it's been great talking to you, Abigail. I wish you luck, and I hope this has been good for everybody in the college.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Science rules! Thanks for tuning in to this interview. Make sure to get out and vote at the following website, vote.usu.edu, for your favorite candidate. I'm going to give you some election information here. The primary elections are going to begin this following Monday, February 26th, and they will run until February 27th, the next day, Tuesday, ending at 3 p.m. Following that, the top two candidates will move into final elections. Final elections are starting Wednesday, February 28th, and they'll run until Thursday, March 1st, ending at 8 p.m. Again, Aggies, get out and vote on vote.usu.edu. And don't just vote for science senator candidates. Make sure to vote for as many people as you possibly can.